How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Las Vegas, The Boring Company. Jeff Blitz reporting that the ambition for Elon Musk, now that he's returned to his many companies, is to dig a tunnel from the airport to the gambling strip in the center of the big part of the Las Vegas, which is where the baseball stadium is, and then downtown also, many points. And the way Jeff describes it, you arrive at the airport, you don't call a cab, you go to a station where you get inside of a Tesla and drive it underground to your destination, get out of the car, and go upstairs. At least that's what I understand. Eventually it's supposed to be robot cars, but initially it'll be human-driven through a tunnel. Odd. Perhaps. Only been to Las Vegas once, and that was the airport. So, know very little, but Jeff goes a lot. He says that it's practical. It could relieve the congestion from the airport into the city. Good. And then a conversation with Lorenzo Fiore about a town I'd never heard of, Bobbio, in Italy. And the profile of Bobbio turns out to be the background for the painting Mona Lisa. It's a wonderful story. Richard Epstein comments on the Big Beautiful Bill, which he finds acceptable because of what it left out, which is no wealth tax, no tax on unappreciated assets. In other words, what was proposed by the Biden administration at some point was to tax the money you have in the bank that you're not using. Odd. But there it is, and it'll be back. Also, we talk about tariffs and the question of whether the president has the power of naming tariffs here and there turns on whether it's an emergency or not to have a trade imbalance with the country. And that, Richard tells me, is to be argued at the end of the month before an appellate court and then perhaps go to the Supreme Court right away. I don't know. I'll follow the story. Brendan Weikert, we comment on NVIDIA and the permission given by the White House for NVIDIA to sell a new chip, less powerful than the high-end Motherwell, but in any event, acceptable to China, the H20. And that's good for NVIDIA. My observation is that competition is good for the U.S. There should be chip competition. There should be AI competition. There should be space race competition. Good. No resting on your laurels. No taking a lap because you're all by yourself out there. Lancaster County, Jim McTague, watching for inflation, watching for recession. There's been a lot of rain in Lancaster and keeping the tourism down. Otherwise, there's no obvious sign of a slowdown. If it's there, it's not showing itself easily. Then a conversation with David Rose, Professor David Rose, about how the young people, Gen Z, do not regard America very highly. They take an opinion that he calls an oppression thesis, and America's a source of villainy. 48% find pride in America, 52% do not. So we discuss why and how this came about, what is to be done. Then a conversation with Anatole Levin about Ukraine, and one way forward is to continue the war. That would please no one, but in any event, there's no one ready to concede from their position, not Moscow, not Kyiv, not Brussels, not Washington. So the easiest course for them is to continue the war and hold fast to their maximalist position. Anatole also talks about going to Georgia, where the people are less eager to join NATO, saying, what did it do for us when we were in trouble in 2008 and 2009? But to join EU, definitely. Trading. Conversation with Professor Will Hay of Arizona State University about the Revolutionary War hero painter John Trumbull of Connecticut. His painting includes the Bunker Hill picture and the signing of the Constitution. Or is it the, I think it's the Constitution. It might be the Declaration of Independence. It looks like the Constitution. In any event, John Trumbull lived a long and full life. And a new book by Richard Brookhauser is reviewed by Professor Hay. And then I turned to the Trinity Test 80 years ago on July 16th, discussing with Henry Sokolsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. That was the moment when they saw what the bomb was. 21 kilotons is the estimate today. They saw it was much, much more fierce than they anticipated. That was the moment to turn it off. I'm asking the question of Henry, and Henry asks the question of me. Is it a weapon, or is it self-destruction? Unknown. It's been used twice in anger. The third time, we'd find out, and there's no time to experiment. Bob Zimmerman joins. We talk first about Axiom being the Expedia of the Earth space stations, flying people to and from ISS and planning to build its own space station for commercial use. And then the third interstellar traveler called 3I Atlas, first spotted by the telescope Atlas, flying very quickly through our solar system. Everybody's putting their telescope on it to find out what it's made of. It came from another solar system. Is it the same as us? Probably. But they want the details. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you. And the Substack, I remind you, has book reviews if you haven't seen them or you haven't seen the authors. Most recently, Keech Hagee on the great success of ChatGPT. Thank you for listening. Good night.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.